Lyle, it's kind of a big deal to be here for you. Or am I wrong, or does that sound about right?
It's, of course it's right. I mean, I don't know what to expect, but definitely something is happening already through the whole celebrations. Everything was leading to this. It's like you can't get into anything else deep enough because you're already here before the celebrations, especially during.
You have a long history of being at the race, helping out. So how many years ago did you first start being a helper here?
Long history. That's funny. I believe I was helping Kaninika. That was my first experience in 2013, I believe.
So at what point does you say, this is for me, this is for Lyle, I'm going to do this right away, or does it take a little while to sink in?
It was the first time I visited the race. I believe I was maybe half a year on the path, or maybe a few months. And when I saw that, although I was not a runner, not even close, but just the whole idea of getting yourself immersed into something and forgetting about everything else and doing this for days and days and nights and days, I knew that this was something for me.
Now, last year you were going to come, but you had an injury, so you're coming back, you worked out something else. Is there something you want to see happen to you, or some miles you want to do? Do you have a goal, or what are you thinking about what you want to see at the end of this race?
My goal is to not get any injuries, to go through this race in a way that I could maintain my happiness, and that is to avoid the injuries. But also I'm really looking forward to the roller coaster of ups and downs, and at the end coming out no matter what result it will be, it will be a victory, you know, just going through this and coming out on the other side of.
The longest race you've done so far is 48 hours or 24 hours?
24 hours.
And 24 hours, how many miles did you do?
I did 76 miles, that's 123 kilometers.
Now you're doing the 6-day race or the 10-day race?
Six.
6-day race. Do you have helpers? I mean, obviously, since you've been here so much, you know all the strategy, what to wear, what shoes to have, what snacks to take. Is there anything that you don't know, you think, that you'll find out?
Yes, that is how to listen to your body. That's the thing I don't really know yet. That's the thing I'm going to be learning here, is to listen to my intuition and just learning to get impulses from what the body is telling me to do, and follow that, as opposed to following the mind or what someone says, because you get millions of advices, you know, and they not all of them are, you know, go hand in hand. They could be total opposite, you know. So just to listen to myself, you know, because the inner self is God. So to follow what God wants.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Thank you.